track 2.42. Listen to Helen talking about igloos, then complete the sentences accordingly.
Before the invention of wooden and brick houses, people had to think outside the box when it came to building their homes to protect themselves from outer elements. For instance, Europeans built their houses from stone, while Native Americans used teepees, which are made from animal skins. Unfortunately, for people living in extremely cold regions, such as the Canadian tundra, building their houses was not an easy feat. Due to the lack of building materials, they had to rely on the snow for their shelter. The people of the Inuit, who are also known as Eskimos, invented the first known igloo centuries ago. It was used by hunters to protect themselves from the harsh climate in a vast area that spans more than 3,500 miles. The term igloo was then used to describe a small house made from snow. It was originally used by the Inuit people as temporary homes. In cold climates, the snowy houses were ideal for people to protect themselves from the extreme cold. Although it might seem cold to live in an igloo, this type of structure acts like a large snow blanket, which helps trap body heat. It may be quite surprising that an igloo can reach temperatures of up to 50 degrees inside. Unlike other structures, an igloo is made from large snow blocks. These blocks are arranged in a circle, and then a smaller circle is laid on top. The resulting dome is a strong and stable structure that can support a man standing on its roof. Once the interior of the building gets heated up, the blocks melt and then refreeze, which then creates an even stronger and more insulated structure. The primary use of an igloo was to serve as a winter camp for a group of people traveling across the country. During the summer, they would stay in tents made from animal skins. However, since an igloo provides better insulation than a tent, it's ideal for cold weather camping. Following the Second World War, the development of military bases and radar facilities in the Arctic prompted the outside world to become more interested in the region. This led to a decline in the number of people using traditional structures.